We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time.
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good.
This is the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
Hey, Fat, the Bulldogs take on the Blues later today. And very soon on the Sunday Session, we speak to Doggies high flyer, very good friend of ours, Hayden Crozier.
Spot on, Jim. And we should talk to him about all the mullets at that team.
No.
They're not quite right down there.
I agree.
Plus, I'm going to tell you the countries that are on Rush's hit list, Jim. And I've got a very good joke. It's about you, rabbits.
And next, the Tokyo Olympics, less than 3 months away, and we have a chat to Rio gold medalist, a man that we put on the map, yep. And then since then he's become a superstar in his own right, Mac Horton.
I got asthma.
The Tokyo Olympics are less than 3 months away, and this man will be looking to add to his gold medal in Rio.
Horton finding something. He lifts, improving, he gets to the wall, and he wins it. Mac Horton takes a remarkable gold medal.
One thing's for sure, he'll certainly be facing stiffer competition than Billy Brownless.
He swam a good 35 metres and then absolutely gave up.
I got asthma.
Please welcome Melbourne's own Mac Horton.
Righto, Jim, shut up for a minute because I made this bloke. You know I made this bloke.
What?
Mac Horton. I made him, Jim. He was part of my relay team down here at Port Melbourne Beach. 7 years ago that was, Jim. Wow. I had a good team. I had Tanny Van Wiss. And Mac, and we took on Campbell Brown, remember?
I do remember.
And my relay team got over the line.
We were pathetic.
Who was?
You were. You sunk. We had to drag you off the bottom. Anyway, let's get to the main reason
Mac,
we're
having
this.
It must be good to speak to your old mate, Billy.
That sounds so creepy.
Come on, Mac. Can you believe that 7 years ago? How old are you?
I'm 25 now. I can't believe it was 7 years ago. And we won, but no thanks to you.
Yeah.
I was genuinely worried for you that day.
Mac,
I've never seen anyone cling to a boat.
And nearly bloody tipped us all in.
Have you swum since, Billy?
No, I haven't, mate. I've given it up. But I'll tell you what I did do, Mac. I went to the Australian Swimming Championships up on the Gold Coast a while ago. Last month, mate. And I was watching you because I've taken an interest.
Ago.
I've taken an interest in you, Mac Doggy. And mate, you were, let me tell you, not your greatest championships. I wouldn't have thought. Struggled in the 200, Jimmy did, and the 800.
I struggled in it all, to be honest.
Oh, there you go. See,
just in a bit of heavy work, and nationals and trials used to be the same event, but they've split them, so no one really cares about nationals anymore because it's all about trials. So we didn't rest at all. We're just focusing on the trials to get ready for the Olympics.
Fat.
A couple of young kids coming through too, Mac.
Always. They're always coming through.
Elijah. I think it was Elijah and Thomas that they keep yelling out.
Yeah. Tommy Neal, Elijah Winnington.
That's it. Yeah.
Good blokes, good swimmers. Yeah.
Hey, Mac, how exciting what's coming up. You had the debacle last year where you would have been cherry ripe and then the games for obvious reasons didn't go ahead. And now they are in Tokyo. Tell us how you're feeling about all of that.
Excited. Obviously, we swimmers haven't qualified yet, so we have our trials in about 6 weeks in Adelaide. You can come along to that, Billy, if you want to see some better swimming.
Good.
And then Olympics is 5 weeks after that. So, yeah, everything's just head down, bum up, train hard at the moment, really.
So talk me through that, because it is extraordinary the amount of work you blokes do, especially when you're swimming over the longer distances. At the moment, how many Ks are you doing a day?
Well, I do 55 to 60K a week, and that's over 9 swims and then 3 gym, 2 Pilates,
Bill.
Physio massage, etc.
55 to 60Ks.
Jeez.
Which isn't that much, to be honest.
Hey,
back in the day, Dawn Fraser used to do 100K a week, and she was swimming the 100.
Jeez. So you swim the 400, so you should be doing 400.
Well, no, I've got a bit smarter.
And, mate, as the reigning gold medalist, do you feel like there's any additional pressure attached to that?
I never think about it until the media, like you, bring it up.
Come on, Jim.
That was Bill, Jim, by the way. Mac asked that bloody stupid question. Don't let him ask any more.
So where do you train? I might drop down one morning.
Just at MSAC in Albert Park. Mm-hmm. You're just up at the road. Your studio's just up the road.
It is. So yeah, it's a bit far, down. Actually.
A bit far. All seriousness aside, with this question, how bubbled do you have to be in this next little period? Are people locked away from you? How does that all have to happen?
Well, in Australia, we're pretty safe at the moment, obviously. But after trials, the team will come together in a bubble just so that we're not risking losing people due to state closures or whatever happens.
And where will that be based?
North Queensland somewhere. Okay. But we had a training camp on the Gold Coast a couple of weeks ago, and we popped down to Byron for an afternoon.
Oh, no.
And we missed a positive case by 30 minutes. So it's just how willing you are to risk it by going out, basically. You just got to have your finger on the pulse and make sure you're playing it safe.
And then once you're in, and you will be, of course, as our main man,
yeah.
Do you go to Japan early, normal time? How does that all work?
We'll only fly in probably about 4 or 5 days before into the village, which is late for us. Well, that's normal time of getting to the village, but it's late into the country. And then as soon as swimming's over, we'll be out of there and just quarantining to come back. So it's a bit of fly in, fly out.
Well, good luck. When you win gold again, we'll be straight on to you. Old Billy and Jim, we made it.
Thank you for piling on the pressure.
Do you do any worse interviews than this, Mac? Like, honestly, when you have to speak to people in the media, do you go, well, it's not as bad as Bill and Jim?
No, this is as bad as it gets.
Yes.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
Oh, Jimmy boy, this is a good segment and this is trending.
No, it isn't.
Jim, it is. And this caught my eye. Is trending today, Jimmy boy. Yes. Well, guess what? On a graphic on Rush's Channel 1. There we go, Jim. Moscow.
Moscow story.
Anyway.
You just mentioned Russia and played Moscow, and that's a trending story.
No, that's not it. There's more to come. That's right, just a part of the little filler in the sandwich.
Right, okay.
Russia's Channel 1, guess what? Headlined. This is on a Russian television station, Jim, okay?
Just mentioned 3 times.
A list of countries unfriendly to Russia.
Ah.
Who do you reckon's on the top, number one?
Don't know.
US, which I would have thought, Jim. Right. So they're the most unfriendliest country to Russia.
I don't like Russia.
No.
Russia. I thought that it all fixed itself.
Well, I don't think it has, Jim. America are number one. Guess who else is in this little bracket of 10 countries that Russia don't like? Very unfriendly.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine, mm-hmm. Lithuania, yes. Poland, Czech Republic, Estonia, United Kingdom, Georgia, and Australia.
What?
Australia made the list, Jim. Can you believe that?
What?
Unfriendliest countries to Russia.
What the hell?
So we're on the list. So I don't know if that's good or bad, to be honest.
How are we on there?
Well,
we have bugger all to do with them.
Well, they don't like us, Jim. I don't know what we've done. I think because we're friendly with the US, probably. We're good friends with them and their big brother, and we're the little brother into the party, and Russia don't like that.
They see us as unfriendly.
Unfriendly. Now, I don't know what unfriendly means. In Russia, I don't think it's good terminology.
So really what you did is that story was all around just getting the song Moscow played.
Trending. We made the list. Russia's top unfriendly countries.
What the hell?
There you go. That's trending.
Our next guest spends the majority of a footy game standing on people's heads.
Big climb.
Please welcome, from the Western Bulldogs, Hayden Crozier.
Immaculately called that massive mark too. Pat Crows, welcome to you.
You are such a flop.
Thanks for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
Now, a little hiccup for the Dogs, but not a problem. You're going beautifully. It must be a good place to be around.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great start by us. And I think the best thing about it is we know we've got so much more to improve on. And obviously on the weekend was a little bit of a hiccup, but we've reviewed a lot of the game and there's a lot of things that we can take out of the game that we can move on next week. And really looking forward to it.
Is it good, Haydos, to drop one every 6 or 7 weeks or not?
Well, ideally, we wouldn't want to lose any. But I think it's almost a good little reality check. Not that our group was getting ahead of themselves or anything, no. But it's always good to come up against obviously strong opposition, and Richmond have been the benchmark for a lot of years now. So we can take a few things out from the weekend's game and look to improve this week.
Hey, Bevo, keeping you honest, he doesn't mind throwing the team around. Oh.
Yeah, I know he does change it up a little bit, but I think the strength of our group is the ability of guys to play multiple positions. So we've obviously got a lot of depth at the club at the moment. Guys that are playing in the seconds are going really well too. They're undefeated. So it's obviously a strong sign of a good group.
Mitchie Wallace, by the way, leading goal scorer last year. Can't find his way into the 22.
And he's vice captain too.
Yeah, it's been tough for spots this year, definitely. And not only Mitch Wallace, there's a lot of guys that are playing in the seconds that are playing great footy. So it's certainly got the boys in the best 22 on their heels, that's for sure.
How far away from Jamara Ugle-Hagan are we? Because we're all selfish. We're not inside the tent at your amazing footy club. We just want to see him strut his stuff.
Yeah, Jamara's been playing some great footy in the twos at the moment. And something that's a real strength of Jamara is just him rocking up week in, week out. And also there's going to be disappointments of not being not playing in the ones at the moment. But he's put together some great performances and someone who looks to get better every day. And, he's certainly very close. I mean, he keeps stringing together good performances. And, the boys in the ones, as I said before, will be on their toes. And hopefully we'll see Jamara very soon.
Get out the Roeville much?
I do, yeah. I head out there a little bit, just have dinner with mum and dad every now and then. It's always a great part of the world, mate. God's country out there in Roeville.
What else happens at Roeville? It'd be pretty scrubby out there.
Oh, Jim, it's a lovely spot.
What, pretty rough, you reckon?
A bit rough out at Knox Field and Lister Field and those sort of joints?
Nah, it's all pretty good out there, mate. So it's the next tour act, I think.
Oh. So you're not living there, Hadels?
No, I'm not living
there. The next Turak, not living there.
Not far from Upway, of course, where we went out there, of course, Bill, and helped them put a brand new facility together. Hey, Crows, we're just talking about the big screamers. And as a kid, you used to take them all the time. Yes. All your highlight reel when you were coming into being drafted was these massive hangers. It's been a while.
It certainly has been a while. I was telling a few of the boys before, must be the old legs. I've been in the system for a little bit, so I can't get quite off the ground like I used to. But, hopefully I can get up soon and hold one. It'd be nice.
Hey, what's going on with these young blokes with the mullets? You've had a different hair issues, as we all have, but what's going on with these mullets, Haydolf?
Oh, well, to be honest with you, if my hair could keep growing, I'd actually do the same thing. But unfortunately, it's as I said, getting a bit older, it's all falling out. But the mullet's definitely in at the moment. Geez. There's a few boys rolling around. You'll if you see Cody Waitman, the haircut that he's rolled in the club yesterday. Oh my God! You should have a look at this thing. He's gone the Joe Dirt front cut with the mullet, and all the boys had a good laugh when he walked in. But he thinks it looks good, so good on him. They're definitely a confident bunch, of young boys.
Yeah. Smithy and Nort, they're all Smithy. Over the place at your joint. Now there must be no mirror room.
I don't know, mate. It's their choice. I think they think it looks good. Well. So be it, but I don't know. I probably couldn't write one myself.
Well done on everything you're doing out there. The club is going just beautifully. Good luck. Big game against the Blues.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
2019, the New South Wales team of the century, greatest team of all time, was announced.
Yes,
2019. Yes,
right,
yes. All right, so the selection panel, Mike Sheehan, Richard Collis, of course, former Sydney Swans chairman, Jared Healy, Brownlow medalist, who we heard from earlier in the week, gay Barley trainer, who's an AFL commissioner, Sam Graham, noted AFL historian Miles Wilkes.
It's a good footy brains.
Ian Granlund.
Ian Granlund.
Rod Gillett. Anyway.
Yep.
So there's very, as Reb said, very esteemed brains putting this team together. The New South Wales greatest team of all time.
Looking forward to this.
The coaches, Alan Jeans, of course, picks himself.
And who else?
And the great Neil Danaher.
Right. Beautiful.
Hungary, Nilo. Yes. And then I looked through the side.
Righto.
And I'm not going to name everyone. No. I could, but I won't. I'll just pick out Leo Barry,
for instance. Let's go to the forward line.
Leo Barry's your centre-half. Your fullback, sorry. Yeah. Rossi Henshaw next to him, of course, premiership player times two.
Carroll.
And then you got Jared McVeigh.
Yeah.
Half-back. Gordon Strang, of course. Dennis Carroll on the other half-back flank. Into the middle, we have Shane Crawford from Finley. Lenny Hayes, the great man, Pennant Hills.
Yes.
Neil Davies on the other side.
Oh, here we go.
And then the we get to the forwards.
Here we
so
go.
So this
here
is where it gets interesting.
The greatest team of all time.
Terry Danaher, 300-gamer, premierships everywhere for Essendon.
Not bad.
Wayne Carey, the greatest footballer the game's ever seen from North Wagga.
Yep.
And then on the other half forward flank, Luke Bruce. Now, there's four premierships for Hawthorne for Luke Bruce.
Luke Bruce.
So he's, and then we go to full forward.
Oh, here we go.
In the forward pocket.
Here we go.
Paul Kelly.
Ooh. He's not a forward.
He's a Brownlow Medal winning star.
He's a singer.
John Longmire over the other side, of course.
Horse.
Horsey Longmire. Horsey. And then Wilbur.
Who? Me. Brownless. Bill.
Wilbur Moore. It's the full forward. So I get through the 18 on the ground
I'm looking
because he's not going to be a follower, of course.
No,
Brett
well,
Kirk's in there. The great Hayden Bunton, of course. So no sign of Bill. So then
bench?
I go to the bench.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, surely he appears
surely
somewhere
fat,
there.
Yeah.
Tommy Hawkins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three premierships
oh.
And goals. Or do you play in two? Hawk, do you play in that first one, 07?
No.
Well, still two.
Yeah.
Just, anyway, just. Still magnificent. Kieran Jack.
Mm.
Who? Isaac Smith.
No.
Four premierships for him. No. Mark Sellers McClure.
Oh.
A three-time premiership player.
Surely Anthony
so Bill,
William. Where is he?
There's the whole team, not a mention of Bill. So, just... which Rabs, to be fair, you and I would not have thought he'd get in anyway. Oh, so
not ahead of Wilbur.
But then. Yeah.
I'm looking up Bill Moore.
Old Wilbur Moore.
Moore was Australian rules footballer who represents St Kilda during the 30s.
That's it.
During the 30s,
yeah, he's a full forward.
He was 182 centimetres and 80 kilos.
St Kilda team of the century.
So then I move on to additional squad members.
Oh, no,
this,
and
this is where it gets real interesting.
Oh, surely, Bill.
So
come on,
attached
fat.
To the additional squad members are people like Dane Rampey.
Oh, yes.
An unbelievable career. David Murphy.
Yeah, good player.
Ricky Quaid.
Good player.
Bernard Toohey.
Oh, hard, tough.
Daniel Cross.
Surely, Jim, sure.
Bill.
Purse.
I've gone all the way through. I've ended up at Purse Bushby.
From Narendra. He's from Narendra.
Purse Bushby is in there, and there is no word of fat.
Come on, Jim.
Not mentioned even in the additional squad members.
Well, I'm telling you, Longmire out, Brownless in there, or Hawkins out, Brownless in there. Because back in 2014, I'll take you back to the 10 greatest players from New South Wales was Lenny Hayes, Wayne Carey, Bunton. Well, Hayden Bunton didn't get in that
no,
side.
No, he did. He's the in
Danaher's, Paul Kelly, Crawford, Longmire, McVeigh, and Bill Brownless at number 9.
No.
There we go. And who was on his way to a underrated 198-game career.
All right. So
what does that mean, underrated?
Purse Bushby.
Purse, what did he do?
Oh, Purse won the Essendon Best and Fairest 1944.
Yes.
Played in the 42 and 46 premiership teams.
At where at?
At Essendon.
Oh.
And played 142 games and kicked 46 goals.
46, old
so
Purse.
So fat.
Come on, Purse.
Purse has got you covered. He's in the squad when you have got not a mention attached.
I think I might have been a Victorian, maybe.
Oh,
what about ACT?
So now you're changing states.
ACT I'm going to. I'll get in the AT.
Bill.
CT side.
So that's actually pretty embarrassing.
ACT. I'll get in the ACTT side.
Fat.
Oh, crikey.
You're not even in the extended squad.
Well.
That's pretty embarrassing.
No, you know what that is, Jim? That's disappointing.
Yes,
I give me all. I give me all for New South Wales and the Allies. I'm their leading goal kicker. Can you look up leading goal kicker Allies?
No, we can't. No,
you can't.
No, we can't be bothered looking that shit up.
Look it up. Can't be bothered. Look it up now.
He couldn't give a about how many goals you kick for the Allies, and neither could anyone else, by the way. So there's the illustrious footy career of Fat Brownless. There are 45 people mentioned. He doesn't even get in the top 45.
Who the f*** is Purse Bushby?
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
So what we have is Jake Ritchie. I want to get involved because as a Pies fan, I want to feel how winning is done again. So, Jakey boy.
JB, how you going, mate?
Hey, mate, not as good as you. Very nice chatting to you, mate.
Hey, Jake.
Good luck on the weekend. You're running into the might of the North Melbourne Football Club.
Surely they win.
Kanga, kanga, kanga.
We can edit that bit out, Jake. But anyway, you'll
surely,
enjoy that.
Jake.
Fingers crossed we get the win.
Adrian Gallagher.
Yeah, gee, Gags.
That's not the Gags, Gallagher.
It's Gags.
No uni tomorrow, so I need a challenge for the day. Gags.
G'day, Jim. How are you going?
You aware that you're named after one of the Carlton greats?
I am, yes. All team right. of the century cinnamon, I believe.
Any relation?
No, just the name only, unfortunately.
I reckon he would have been told that.
He was a star.
Over
Gags Gallagher.
Yeah, I know. Genuine star. Yeah. Jimmy, of course he would know that.
All right, so...
easy. Five questions. First to three wins.
Scream out your name. Exactly. Gags and Jakey Boy.
Gags and Jakey Boy. You've got to say Jakey Boy, all right? Say it now.
Jakey Boy.
And loud. Gags.
Gags.
See, they're on to it, Jim. They're on.
Here we go.
Here we go. Number one, on Saturday, this father will be coaching against his player son. Name them.
Jakey Boy.
Yes, Jakey Boy.
Johnny Noble from Collingwood and David Noble.
Well done, North Melbourne coach.
Off to a flying start.
Does that happen often, do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, coach and son, opposite sides. I
like it. It's happened 9 times.
Oh, what, you just pull that out of your big...
No, Ethan did.
Oh, you've woken up. Number two, who was the Aussie MotoGP rider who won the Spanish MotoGP? You there? Anyone there?
No, I've got nothing. Sorry, Bill.
Oh. To be fair to Gags and Jakey Boy, I wouldn't have known the answer to that either. Well, we did it the other day, but without us talking about it, I wouldn't have known.
His second win overall, that's Jack Miller, of course. I'm going to say Martin. Jack Miller. Well done to him. Number three now, audio question. Have a listen and tell me what this man was trying to say.
Here's one bloke that's getting no attention whatsoever. Daily Bale. Dale Bailey.
Jared Hilly, if you don't mind, Jim.
Dale Bailey.
Who was he trying to say? Who said it?
Thank you, boy.
Yes, thank you, boy.
Bailey Dale.
Just say it again, because Jared doesn't stuff up too many things. I like it when he stuffs it up.
Here's one bloke that's getting no attention whatsoever. Daily Bale. Dale Bailey.
Bailey
Dale.
And then
Jared.
Dale Bailey.
Yeah, you have caused all this.
Oh, I have.
You
I?
Have.
I give it to them.
Well, you do.
It's like coronavirus.
You inject people with an inability to speak.
Not Jared. Come
you
on,
gave it to me.
Yeah, you stuff Rabs up.
You can get the St. Andrews beef golf.
Oh, jeez.
My Rabs wasn't working off a high base, but you've dragged him down to your level. Look at him. Oh. St. Andrews beef.
What's the score over there, Jim?
2-0.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, Gags.
Come on, Gags. Where's the Dockers Lions game this Sunday?
Oh,
Gags.
Gags.
It's at the Gabba.
It is. See, up to date, Bill, Jim.
2-1.
See, that's been changed just yesterday, and I've already up to date.
Up to date, Bill.
Up to date. righto, 2-1, Jim.
Yes.
Righto, we've got to go to 5 now. Another audio question. Who wasn't paid this?
They pile in from everywhere. Close to hacking ball.
Yes.
Yes.
Was it Jeremy Cameron?
Yes.
Ooh, ring it. Now we got the ring-a-ding-ding.
Well, I've got a fine one here, and lucky I've got one up my sleeve.
And one more makes 5 in my book.
The ball was measured the other night on Fox Footy. How far did that ball actually go?
Yes, Jake. I think Jake got in first. Yeah.
19 metres.
No.
Ooh, door ajar, Gags.
Was it 21?
21.8.
Well, you got to give it 21. You got to give it.
Yeah, 21. I'll give it to you.
Gags.
21. Gags has come from nowhere.
Come from nowhere.
He's done Kiwi down the outside from the car park and he's won.
The Brisbane Lions have 3 wins on the bounce after belting Port Adelaide.
And that will do it. It's been a massive win by the Brisbane Lions.
And their captain joins us now.
Gave it to Zorko. He can do anything, Zorko the Great. Look at this. 2 in a row for the great man.
Before the Lions take on Fremantle on Sunday, please welcome Dane Zorko.
And how welcome is he, by the way? 4-time best and fairest winner at this amazing club.
Yep.
All-Australian captain. You've done the lot, our man Zork, and he joins us now. Dane, welcome to you.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Back in town, the Lions too. Geez, impressive on the weekend.
Yeah, really good result. I thought, the boys prepared really well. I thought over the past month, our style's sort of been back to what we've been able to do in previous years, which is pleasing. And there's some good continuity in the group at the moment. And obviously, not having Lockie out there on the weekend and for a few more weeks to come. I thought it was really important that we put in a really solid team effort. And I thought that's what it was in the end, really solid contribution from everyone that played.
Just going through the coaches' votes here, Jim. McCluggage, very good. He got 9. Harris Andrews back in town, 9. Charlie Cameron going well, 5. Birchall, 2. Jared Lyons, 1. Lincoln McCarthy, 1. No magician. Zorks?
They were watching the wrong game, were they?
Well, they were there. They were the coaches. But the forward line's looking good, Zorks, with Hipwood and Danaher. And then, of course, you've got McStay and Charlie back in town.
Yeah, I think something that we're probably guilty of early on in the season was expecting Joe and Eric to do everything. And obviously there was a lot of hype around those two in the preseason of how they're going to work together. And I thought early our ball movement really was poor and didn't help them at all. And over the past month, we've been able to change up a few things, and you've seen McStay been able to chime in. He's really important for us. He's a really important player. I think Link's been a lot more settled. He spent a little bit more time in the midfield early on, but he's come back to the forward line and performed really well. And Charlie's got the reward on the weekend with 4 goals, 4, but his team stuff that he's been doing in the previous weeks and his selfless efforts, you know, you get rewarded eventually. It's funny how the game pays you back, and he was able to execute on the scoreboard on the weekend. So really pleased with how they were working at the moment.
And did you lay down a little template for the rest of the competition? Because you went hard at Port Adelaide and they didn't look like they liked it.
Well, I think that's just the way we sort of want to play our brand of football as well. Obviously, contested ball is a really important aspect of our game. And, you know, if you win that, you give yourself a chance if you can, you know, also win a territory battle. And we're able to play it in our forward half for a majority of the game. But I thought our start was really important. Port had a lot of inside 50s early, and our back line really stood up. Harrison, Marcus Adams, Ryan Lester, those guys were huge in the first quarter, and were able to not go inside 50 a hell of a lot of times, but were able to execute and score off that, which was really important. And from there, we were able to get our ball movement up, and you know, I thought it was just a really solid team contribution on the weekend, but contested ball was certainly one of those.
Hey, it was a good win. Very important to have without Lachie Neal, of course, because I heard someone say up there that you're not a Lachie Neal midfield. Yeah, you got other players.
Yeah, that was all. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think Fake's come out and said we're not a Harris Andrews football club last year as well when he hurt his hamstring. So, and we're not. We really pride ourselves on being a team where everyone chips in. And I think Richmond set that template over the past number of years. Everyone comes in and plays a role for them, and they've had so much success. I think everyone wants to copy that template. And it's certainly something that we've tried to emulate at our football club. Obviously, you know, there's going to be players that, you know, get accolades and whatnot, but we really want to be a full 22 team effort every week. And I think we're starting to find that.
You know what they are, Jim? A Zorko midfield.
No, of course they are.
That's what they are.
Four-time best and fairest winner, captain of the club. Fat, we've been through that. Now, hey, Zork, I like to find out if young blokes are aware of a bit of what goes on at the footy club. So the famous song, we had it just a part of the intro there, We Are the Pride of Brisbane. How many players on your list would know that that song is sung to the French national anthem, La Marseillaise?
Not many at all.
Did you know that, Zork?
Yes, I did know that. I did know that.
Who told you that?
I was going to give you the answer before Jim said it. I was going to say it's a French national anthem, yes. But I think when you watch the rugby union and, you know, the World Cups and that, all that are on, the Olympics as well, they all get played. Oh, yeah. So not too bad on my geography when it comes to that sort of stuff. So, but I'll tell you what, there'd be, I reckon, 85% of them that wouldn't have a clue.
No idea.
Would those young kids know who's kicked the most goals at the Gabba individually?
Oh, no. Zork, do not answer this question.
Do you know who, Zork?
It's got to be Jonathan, doesn't it?
No,
in one game.
In one individual, yeah. Oh,
is it going to be you, Bill?
Can
you believe that? It's still me, Zorks.
Oh, how many have you kicked? 15.
Only 11. I went off at three-quarter time. Oh. 11.
Zork, against the Brisbane Bears, so it wasn't your club, but the Bears, when they were an absolute chopping block.
It still happened. Look it up. It should be up on the honours board there or somewhere.
Yeah, I'll have a look around. I'll check the walls when I get off the phone. You still got to kick them, Bill. You still got to kick them.
Exactly right, Zorks. Doesn't matter who they're against, Jim. It's like you making runs against
who? Who?
Well, district side here. You still got to make them, Jim.
Didn't waste them on them, Bill. Oh. Hey, Zork, you are a bloody star. Yes. Loved the way Brisbane dismantled Port Adelaide. It was very impressive. Big game coming up against Freo. Good luck with all of that.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
I can't say it to you, Jim, because you're actually not a bad
handsome
sort. Yeah. But I can talk to Rabsy here.
Yeah. Oh.
How do you make an ugly baby, Rabsy?
Ask your mum, Bill.
Ask your mother. You're not supposed to do that.
He stole your punchline.
Oh, he did too. I shouldn't have told him.
You could tell yourselves that joke, you two.
Oh, listen.
It'd work either way.
Brad Pitt over here.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app. I feel good.